So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's called The Hunger Games, and it's based on a book series where a bunch of kids are forced into, like, a battle royale to the death.
Oh, that sounds a lot like that movie Battle Royale.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay, my bad.
So basically, there are 12 districts, and a boy and a girl are chosen from each of them, and they have to go fight to the death in The Hunger Games.
Why are they called The Hunger Games?
Well, there's not really any food in the district, so by the way, the actors are gonna have to look skinny and malnourished and, well, hungry.
Okay, okay, and would you settle for having beautiful, well-fed actors that are in terrific shape?
Yeah, that works.
Great.
So anyway, the main girl, Katniss, gives her little sister, Primrose, a pin, and she's like, nothing bad can happen to you when you have this.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, it is. So then Prim immediately gets her name chosen in the death lottery.
That pin didn't work at all.
Not even a little bit. So then Katniss steps up, and she's like, I volunteer as tribute so my sister doesn't die.
Very nice moment.
Yeah, so then Primrose gives her the pin back, you know? She's like, looks like you're gonna need this.
That pin that she just had the worst luck with?
That's the one.
I guess that's a nice moment.
And then this guy, PETA, is also gonna get chosen.
Oh, and what's his deal?
Well, he really likes Katniss, but so does this other guy, Gale.
Wait, are you saying this is based on a popular book series and there's a teenage love triangle?
That's right.
Oh my god, we are so gonna snatch up that Twilight crowd.
Yeah, we are.
I love it.
So anyway, then Katniss and PETA are gonna meet their mentor, this guy, Haymitch.
Oh, and what's his deal?
Well, he won the Hunger Games back in the day and he's an alcoholic now.
Oh, is that gonna be problematic?
No, he's just gonna be an alcoholic in like the first scene.
Oh, then he gets over it?
Pretty much immediately, yes.
Well, good for him.
Anyway, he tells them that they need to be likable because sponsors can airdrop supplies during the game.
Oh, interesting.
So they get set up with this guy, Cinna, who's in charge of wardrobes and whatnot.
Okay.
And he's like, I think you guys should ride into the opening ceremony on fire.
How does he plan on doing that?
Well, he shows them this flame, right? And he's like, this isn't real fire and these suits are made so you won't feel a thing.
Wait, so is it fake fire or is the suit fireproof?
Yes.
Well, okay then.
So then they have to train for the games and they meet all the other tributes from the other districts.
Wow, it's gonna be hard to deal with the emotionality of that, you know? Meeting all these other kids that were chosen as tributes, knowing Katniss has to kill them?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, pretty much all the other tributes are straight up evil.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they were raised to do the game, so they're real into murder.
Wow, okay, that takes a lot of the pressure off of us having to deal with any ethical dilemmas.
Exactly.
Well, great, that sounds hard.
So then they need to get evaluated and get the attention of the sponsors.
Okay.
So Katniss shoots the apple out of the mouth of a roast pig they're enjoying.
They're within firing range of the tributes without any protection?
That's right.
Oh, very irresponsible.
So anyway, then the Hunger Games start and Katniss runs away real fast.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's gonna get nuts. Kids killing kids super violently.
It's gotta be PG-13 though.
Kids killing kids off screen with a lot of shaky cam.
There it is. Now the whole family can enjoy the child murders.
Very smart. And sometimes we'll cut away to these flamboyant announcers that are doing a play-by-play for a cheering crowd.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, it's gonna really highlight how horrible these people are for getting enjoyment out of watching kids kill each other.
Isn't that what people who come watch this movie are gonna be doing?
Yeah, but that's different.
How so?
Because we'll be making money off of this.
Oh, okay, so that makes it good.
Exactly.
So what else happens?
Well, at a certain point, Katniss wanders too far, and so the Game Masters force her back to the action by setting the forest on fire.
Oh my god, isn't the forest fire gonna kill everyone?
No, they just put it out once she ends up where they want her to be.
They can instantly put out fire?
Yeah, because of vague technology.
Oh, neat.
And we're gonna see that PETA joined an alliance of bad guys as a way to stay alive.
Oh, they don't kill him?
Well, they say they're only keeping him alive because it'll help them track down Katniss faster.
They trust the guy that's in love with her that he's gonna help them find her?
That's what we're going with. So then they do find her and she climbs up a tree.
So they climb up the tree too?
No, the main guy, Kato, tries, but he falls.
So does he, you know, try again?
He does not, and nobody else does either.
Oh, instantly abandoning strategies is tight.
And then they try shooting arrows at her a couple of times, but that doesn't work either.
So they change angles and, you know, try again?
No, they give up on that too, right away.
Oh, they give up on things so fast.
Yeah, and so then they start a fire.
Oh, that's very smart. They want to burn down the tree and kill Katniss.
No, they just start a fire so they can settle in for the night.
What?
Yeah, because PETA's like, guys, let's just go to bed and kill her in the morning.
Don't they kill PETA? They said they were just using him to find Katniss.
Yeah, no, they don't kill him. They listen to his idea.
Wow.
Anyway, so then all the bad guys fall asleep, right?
They don't leave anyone awake standing guard?
They do not. And so Katniss manages to drop some crazy poison wasps on them, but she gets stung too.
Oh, so what happens to her?
Well, she passes out and wakes up a couple of days later being taken care of by this little girl, Rue.
Wait, so the Game Master started a forest fire because she was too far from the action, but then they let her sleep for several days?
That's right.
And what's up with the announcers? Do they just work 24 hours a day as all this stuff is happening?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So anyway, then Katniss is gonna blow up the enemy's food by shooting a bag of apples. apples, which then fall on some mines.
Oh, this girl loves shooting arrows at apples.
Yeah, it's definitely the fruit that moves the plot forward the most in the movie.
Wow.
But then this kid kills Rue, and so Katniss kills him. It's gonna be really sad.
Yikes, two children dying, that's super sad.
No, only one of the deaths is sad. The other child was a bad child.
Oh, okay.
So then Katniss finds PETA, and he's just perfectly camouflaged as a rock.
What? How did he manage that?
Well, he used to decorate cakes in a bakery, so...
Did he decorate them as rocks?
I guess so.
Oh, very weird cake orders.
So then the Game Masters are like, okay, you know what? Two tributes can win if they're from the same district, because Katniss and PETA are pretending like they're in love.
Okay.
And then they release a bunch of violent dogs as, like, the finale, and PETA and Katniss manage to get them to kill Kato.
Oh, so they win?
Well, they have to threaten a double suicide with some berries first. Actually, berries are very important, too, now that I think of it.
What? What's going on?
Well, they win.
That's great, and so what happens with Gale?
Oh, stay tuned.
Stay tuned?
Yeah, this is a book series, remember? That's all gonna come later.
Oh, wow, yeah. So how many books are there in this series?
Three.
Okay, that's too bad.
What's wrong?
Well, I was kinda hoping we'd get more than three movies out of this franchise.
Well, we could always go with the Twilight and Harry Potter strategy.
Oh, yeah, very true. Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You can also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.